Hello and welcome back for another episode of the Did You Know Show. Brent Hesse here, and joining me on this Thursday, Noah Cassidy. We've got a fantastic Did You Know Show today as we're getting closer to the weekend, getting through another week, and nice fall weather to enjoy. So couldn't be a better time for a Did You Know Show. What do you think?
Absolutely love the good old Thursdays, you know, Friday Eve.
Yeah.
As Michelle likes to say it. So I'm pretty excited, actually. And I've got something. This one's pretty interesting.
Yeah, we're still doing our history that aren't actually
that aren't actual histories. Yeah, it's
I know
just
they've
kind
been
of folklore.
A real shot to the heart so far for me.
So I'm not 100% on the entire story of this. So this one doesn't affect me near as much. But William Tell, he did not shoot an apple off of his son's head.
Okay. Yeah, I think I have heard the story, but yeah, you're right. This is not as a major as
right.
as some of the other ones. You know, we were talking about George Washington and Marie Antoinette. Right.
So maybe some of you older folk out there might know this story a little bit better, but I personally don't really know it. But it is apparently something that didn't actually happen, which I really hoped it didn't happen because that's pretty brave.
Yeah,
we'll say.
maybe not even brave. Maybe just
stupid.
Mayhem, yeah.
Stupid.
Yeah.
I mean, humans make errors, right? Why would you even test it? But apparently, this guy originally did through the tall tales, but he never actually did. So you probably know, if you know, the legend of William Tell, or the gist of it, anyways, where during the period of the old Swiss Confederacy, Tell, who was a local farmer and renowned marksman, he refused to acknowledge Australian authority and was forced to shoot an arrow at an apple on his son's head. In case he failed, he saved an arrow for the governor, who had ordered him to do so. This, the story goes, inspired resistance to Australian rule among the Swiss people. And there's only one problem. Many historians say Tell never existed in the first place.
Wow.
So the whole story in general
is made up.
Supposedly from historians as of right now. They're saying that the whole thing is made up. It's a tale that basically associated with Tell is a common European folklore, which sometimes predates Tell himself. Same kind of concept with yesterday's fact with Elizabeth or Marie. Sorry. Yeah, with Marie. To saying let them eat cake. It was one of those things that kind of had been said way in the past and then just kind of stuck with her. Same concept with Tell, except for the fact that William Tell might not even have ever really existed. They just came up with the name, and that's it. So originally, and this will be the last little bit I tell you, originally what they're saying is when this story began, it was in 1570, which was 250 years after or before the event of Tell shooting
1570
is when they're
that's a good date
saying the legend actually began. Why do you say that's a good date?
Because it's going to lead right into my Did You Know.
Oh,
fact.
Say less. Well, yes. What do you got?
Well, this is going to be another Do You Know.
Okay,
I'm going to put you to the test. You don't have to guess if you don't want to. But do you know what the oldest city is in the United States?
I'm guessing it was put together sometime in 1570.
It was very close to 1570.
It
was actually, the city was actually founded on September 8th, 1565.
Okay, 1565. You got to think back to that time, and I'm so bad at history. I don't even know what was going on at that point. I mean, there weren't really cities when it was just Indians here, right? So it had to
right.
be.
Right, we're not talking about indigenous.
Here.
Yes.
So, I mean, we landed in Virginia, so I'm going to have to say something in Virginia. I don't know.
I was thinking somewhere like that, too, or Massachusetts, something like that. But actually, the answer is St. Augustine, Florida.
Florida?
Yes.
What?
Because it was more than 200 years before the United States was an official country. Pedro Menendez de Aviles was an explorer from Spain who came ashore in Florida on August 28th, 1565.
I forgot about that. Spain found the states before
yes,
we did. We just
right.
ended up claiming it.
Exactly. Well, they were just happy with having Florida for the
right.
longest time.
I forgot about that.
Yes. So it was actually the day they landed on what is now American soil in Florida was on the Catholic feast day of St. Augustine. So St. Augustine became the capital of the Spanish-controlled Florida and remained so until 1824, whenever Florida became part of the United States.
Right. Huh.
But the capital of Florida then became Tallahassee. But still today, St. Augustine is a prominent city in Florida, and it was the first European-settled city in the United States, what is currently the United States, back in 1565 when Spanish explorers landed here in the U.S., and they named the place St. Augustine. And so it's the oldest city in the United States.
St. Augustine, oldest city in the States. That's, I mean, now it kind of makes sense. I totally forgot that.
Right. Well, I wouldn't have guessed that either. I would have guessed, like, you know, Plymouth Rock, Massachusetts, you know? or something like that, or somewhere in Virginia. Yeah.
But I guess it makes sense.
There you go. St. Augustine, Florida, the oldest city in the United States. And learning about William Tell, but he never shot an arrow or an apple off his son's head.
Or might not exist.
Exactly.
You don't know.
Which is probably a good thing. But it definitely sounds like a good story.
Right, so. Yeah, good story to help out the revolution.
Yep. So there we go. That's our Did You Know show on this Thursday. Appreciate you listening. Make sure you come on back tomorrow for another episode.